More money, more problems? It depends on what politician you're listening to. In Sydney's West, you can be on $250,000 family income a year and you're still struggling, particularly given property prices. That's what former Chief Whip and member for Hunter Joel Fitzgibbon said last week. He was talking about possible changes to the taxing of superannuation. But that $250,000 figure has sparked quite a discussion about what it means to be a wealthy Australian. Soon after Fitzgibbon's comments, former federal Labor leader Mark Latham told the media that he had lived on that kind of money in Western Sydney and it was paradise. So who is struggling? And who's in paradise when we're talking about money in Australia? What does it mean to be rich, well off, comfortable or actually poor? According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, the average weekly earnings for full-time working adults as of November last year was just under $1,400. That's around $72,000 a year. And in 2011, the median household income was a bit less than this. Australian Tax Office data shows that only around 2% of taxpayers earn over $200,000 a year, and around 21% earn less than $30,000. But of course, where you live and who you have to support makes a big difference, and the statistics don't tell much about the actual experience of earning a lot or just getting by. I asked some fellow Australians what they thought of the $250,000 comment and what they would consider wealthy.
The more money you make, the more problems you get.
How much do you think you have to make to be considered wealthy, or to be wealthy in Australia?
I'd say over 90k.
Do you think people could struggle on $250,000 a year?
It sounds absurd, but it does come down to whether they're living with a lot of people, whether they've got a family to support, and what their lifestyle is like.
I think if you're an individual earning anything over 90,000, like 100,000, that's wealthy. That you're pretty rich to be living on that income per year, I'd say.
I guess it doesn't scale per person. So I guess like someone on their own could struggle on 50,000, but a family would do a family of four or five would do okay on 100,000. So depends who's paying the rent.
I got car money, fresh start money, I want Saudi money, I want art money, I want women to cry and pour out their heart for me.
People definitely wouldn't struggle on $250,000 a year. I reckon a high income would be 110k a year.
Yeah.
110k? Yeah, I think it is a bit skewed, but it's also, I've kind of got a bit of a problem where wealth just associated with money. Fitzgibbon just put a number on it. There's a country in Asia somewhere where they calculate wealth and happiness. I work for a particular company and we do very expensive, super big houses for people, and they're still not happy. When they're spending $5 million on a house, they're still not happy. And it's sad to see. Because money's not satisfying them at all.
Shoot me clearance. Dreams, money, goodbye. Everybody else surprised, I wasn't surprised.
What do you make of the $250,000 comment?
I think $250,000 is probably doing all right. I think 150, maybe combined family income, is getting by, not poor. But I think 250 is not struggling, in my opinion.
What do you think you have to earn to be really struggling in Australia these days?
Combined family, depends on your situation, I guess. If you've got kids and a mortgage, definitely in those circumstances, if you're under 100 combined family income, you'd be struggling, I think.
You think it makes a big difference where you live in Australia?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. If you're in the middle of Sydney, there's no way you get by with a combined family income of less than 150, 180.
What did you think about the $250,000 comment?
Well, $250,000 seems like high income to me, most definitely. So yeah, I don't agree with what he said, for sure.
What do you think people are? What kind of income do you think people are struggling on in Australia?
I think, you know, anything below probably 100 grand, they would be struggling on. and possibly even higher, depending on, you know, depending on their situation. So, you know, I think a lot of people would be struggling on that amount of money. You know, it'd be very common for people to be struggling on even on that sort of income.
I'm currently working in a bar and I'd only get probably about $38,000 a year. So if I was living by myself, I'd probably be struggling on that, but luckily I'm not. But yeah, no, that's probably a very high figure, $250,000. I think you get by very well on that.
So why do you think people would feel that they're struggling on $250,000 a year? Do you think their expectations are too high? Or
maybe they've got large amounts of loans, or but no, that. I couldn't tell you why people would be struggling on $250,000.
You're probably like me, like if you were earning that a year, it would be paradise, hey?
Exactly, it would be paradise. Too many holidays, maybe.
Yeah.